Welcome to the Google Workspace Developer News, where we share what's new to the Google Workspace platform. We have 10 topics to cover, so let's get started. The Google Drive API now supports the reading of content approvals on Drive files through the Approvals resource. You can use the approval process to locate approvals in formal review situations, such as a contract review or an official document before publication. An approval tracks the status of both the review and the reviewers involved. To retrieve approvals on a file, you can use either the GET or LIST method. Via the Google Workspace Events API, you can now get approval events in Google Drive, like when an approval is created, a reviewer is changed, and more. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. The Chat API now supports reading rich links to Gmail threads in chat messages that appear as chips. You can now access data in Gmail Postmaster Tools V2 using the V2 Beta API. The new API provides access to the full Postmaster Tools dataset, including compliance status data. The V2 Beta API includes enhancements, such as the query domain stats method for flexible querying and adds support for batch operations. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. You can now build Dialogflow CX and Dialogflow ES chat apps as Google Workspace add-ons. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. Extending Google Workspace Studio with add-ons is in limited preview, and there is currently no way to request access to this preview. Google Chat App dropdowns support dynamic data sources. Instead of hard-coding options, your drop-down menus in your chat apps can now fetch data remotely in real-time, in addition to static lists. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. You can now call the Chat API to create and manage custom sections and organize conversations in a personalized view. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. The ability to create a custom section in Google Chat was introduced a year ago, and it's useful for scenarios in which users want similar conversations about a topic or project to be in the same location in the left-hand menu of chat. You can now retrieve SmartNotes files in a conference record using the GET and LIST methods on the SmartNotes resource. This resource gives you access to the notes generated from Take Notes with Gemini during a conference. The feature of retrieving SmartNotes files is available through the Developer Preview Program. Via the Google Workspace Events API, you can subscribe to certain SmartNotes events. The events you can subscribe to are when an active SmartNotes session has started, SmartNotes session has ended, but the SmartNotes file hasn't been generated yet, and SmartNotes file is generated and ready to download. This feature is available through the Developer Preview Program. Have you seen the Developer Spotlight episode where Vinay, Pierrick, and Justin from the Google Workspace Developer Relations team talk about the current state of AI in workspace development? I highly recommend you check it out. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in next month's video.